As promised, I am thrilled to announce that our tickets for Australian True Crime Live are now available. Join me in Sydney, Brisbane, and or Melbourne this July. You can come to all three if you want. These tickets are expected to go very quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting the link in our podcast bio, or you can head over to the Australian True Crime Facebook page. There'll be a nice link there for you. Update for Brisbane, Australian True Crime fans. Brisbane is almost fully sold out for our live show. If you've been a listener for any length of time, you'll know how passionate I am about true crime stories from Australia. I'm looking very forward to an incredible evening together with you, sharing these captivating tales. We will have great guests as well. So, you know, we love a Q&A. If you've ever come along to an Australian true crime live gig, you'll know we love a Q&A with our guests. Don't miss out. Book your tickets today, and I'll see you in July for a memorable night out.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children. And it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
Our guest today is Michelle Little. In February this year, she watched for the second time as two teenagers fought for their freedom after taking the life of her 15-year-old son, Angus, in a Brisbane park in 2020. They were aged just 13 and 14 at the time of the lethal stabbing. One was on bail for armed robbery and the other was on probation. They both had significant histories of violent assaults. But even though Angus's final moments were captured on CCTV, the boys successfully appealed their initial convictions for his stabbing death and won a retrial. That judge-only trial began in December 2023 and ended with one of the boys being found guilty of murder and the other guilty of manslaughter. They were sentenced to 9 years and 6 years respectively. However, each of them is expected to serve around half of those sentences. I spoke to Angus's mum, Michelle Little, from her home in Redcliffe in Brisbane's outer north, which is a suburb I know very well, having lived there myself when my children were babies.
He was actually grounded that week. It was heartbreaking because we thought we would being so hard on him, and he was a good kid, and he worked at all school holidays and that with his father, and you know, he'd been working since he was so little. And we thought, oh, look, we hummed and hawed about letting him go because he was only just starting to be allowed out, you know, at night. I said, you can't be home any later than 9. You've got work with Dad in the morning. We just went about our afternoon and hubby sort of, because he gets up, you know, real early for work. So I was, you know, just doing whatever you do as a mum, you know, things around the house. TV was on. I wasn't really watching it. I kept hearing the phone ring and Ben's phone ring. And he wasn't answering it because he thought it was just spam, just, you know, the usual telemarketers and things. And, you know, it got to like 8:55. And as a mother, you're always that lead up to that checking time. You're like, especially when they're just starting to go out. I couldn't wait. So I jumped the gun and I was ringing and he didn't answer and ringing again going, Angus, you've got to answer me. Pick up your phone. And then messaging and say, please call. Ben, while I was on the phone, he finally picked up the call and answered it. And all I heard was, what do you mean he's in recess? And I ran to the room, you know, and said, what's going on? And he goes, we've got to get to the hospital. Angus is hurt. They won't tell me much. And he's in recess. I grabbed things. I grabbed stupid things that I didn't even need. I didn't know what to do. And we bundled up our youngest and Ben ran him across the road to our neighbours and our friend. And we asked her if she could watch him. We got in the car. And we got to the hospital and we ran from the car. We actually left the car on, doors open. The battery went flat because we just left it there and ran to emergency doors. And a nurse met us at the door and it was like the world just slowed down. I can't even describe it. And we were taken to a room and asked to sit there and wait. And it felt like hours. We were given a pack by police. He was asked questions. Ben himself had to actually come in and be interviewed so he could be crossed out as being any part of this.
So they didn't know. They didn't know it on the night, the police.
On the night, they had an inkling, I guess. But, you know, and they got straight on the next day to finding out. So no, on the night there, if I'd have been on Facebook, I would have seen all these things. I would have actually found out before we'd even answered that phone that Angus was gone.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
He wasn't even with his normal circle of friends that night. And some of them either weren't going or couldn't go. So he's met up with this group. Now, he was waiting at McDonald's, and you know, we seen he said these little SpongeBob memes, you know, we're fine, I'm really bored sitting here. And they messaged him and met him up, and they went to 7-Eleven, and then they went back over to the park. Now, this is something I'm trying to remember, but I think that group had met before they met up with Angus. I think they'd met up with those two boys, and apparently there was conversation about getting weed, and one of the boys has weed. And anyway, they met up with Angus after that, and then they went back to the park. Now, as a parent, you know, I can't understand how he didn't come home once he knew what was going on. That was my first thing, was like, oh my God, you're in shock. You're in shock. You're like, how the hell did he end up in that situation that is totally foreign to him? How the hell? And, you know, like apparently when they did meet him, actually going back, when they met him over at McDonald's. And now this boy tried to get Angus to take a knife at McDonald's. And you could see him, no way. He's like, no way. But this kid's given him knuckle dusters instead. And Angus has put them in their pockets. I'm guessing, assuming, I don't want to take that weapon. I'm not, all right, fine, I'll just put them in. I'll, you know, like I said, they ended up, they went over there. That boy and the other boy were near the bathroom. That's apparently where it all went down. And then what's unfolded is, like I said, these boys have made a deal. Angus was way back somewhere with this girl. And these boys made this deal. Then all of a sudden, knives were drawn. And, you know, these two boys that were wanting to buy weed were saying they had a third person there, a mate that they'd got to bring down money. Then, you know, that group set off after the two boys out of Angus's group, and all the kids ran off. Angus stayed with the girl and went with her away. They actually hid behind a bush, and I'm watching this as a mother in court. And you're knowing that, you know, the end of this is your child dies, but you're still sitting there thinking, please don't come out from behind there. But he stayed with the girl. The two offenders pursued these other kids, and they're walking towards this boy. He's got the bag held out, telling them he'll give them the bag if they'll just go away. Angus has heard him coming and stuck his head out to see, like, what's going on. And with that, he's passed Angus a knife, and you see Angus hold it up to look at it. And then these boys are just meters away, and he steps forward and tells them to, excuse my French, fuck off. and then steps back and puts that down behind his leg. These boys have just launched on Angus. It was not a fight. He asked them to F off, go away. They just were on him like just pack animals. If you've ever seen two wolves coming at prey, one was behind him at the back on the side, one was in front of him, and they were just, it all happened within seconds. Angus was gone. The boy from the front was stabbing. He at one point nicked Angus on the chest. I don't know whether it went through his clothing, but you see Angus step back and grab his clothing. And then Angus has thrown a punch. The other boy was behind Angus, and he knew Angus was distracted, and he knew Angus was out of his depth. You can literally see the fear in Angus. And this boy has come from the back and the side, and he stabbed him. He just stabbed that blade straight from his back. It went out and went through to Angus's chest. I couldn't work out why there was two wounds when we got the coroner's report, but that was from the blade going through. And then in flashes of a night, we started remembering later on, like, cuts across my son's hand where he'd obviously tried to grab the blade from the other boy to stop it, you know. But it all happened so quickly, even having watched that video so many times. It's just over in seconds. In seconds, you know. And like I said, as Angus fell, this boy tried to stab him again as he fell, the main offender. And then they slapped hands and they skipped off.
Do you mean as in high five?
Well, they slapped hands together like job well done. But that lost the first trial because the judge in the first trial used high five, even though he was telling the jury to not take the high five into account.
So not see that as a celebratory moment after the stabbing?
Yeah, when they're deliberating to not take that into account. That was one of the crux that they used to win the appeal, the fact that he'd even mentioned it. It's not a workable system. It really isn't a workable system. These two boys, now, the first judge who let them out on bail before Angus's murder for a series of violent offences, now, they were already big into their little criminal career by the ages of 11, 13, 12, whatever. But when they took Angus's life, look, they were 14. I think one was actually turning 14.
Oh, okay. So 14 was the elder.
Yeah, yeah.
13 and 14.
But, you know, the judge had let them out in the somewhere in between October and January. They were held in detention for other violent offences. They were then given bail and they then went on to commit more offences even before taking Angus's life. And then in the March, they took Angus's life. And then, you know, after being held for, I think it was it 18 months or less, they were bailed again. All these other things, the list just went on.
And these two boys tried to claim self-defence.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. And that Angus scared them because he was so big and tall and fit that he scared them. And I watched that video and there was only one person scared, and that was Angus. He was out of his depth. He just wanted them to go away. He was trying to protect the other two kids behind him.
The verdict in a retrial of two teenage boys accused of murdering Redcliffe teen Angus Beaumont has been described by his family as the best of the worst set of outcomes.
Both teens were convicted of murder by a jury in June last year and were sentenced to 9 years and 7 years jail respectively. In May, they appealed and won and faced a retrial earlier this month. The younger boy who inflicted the fatal wound was again found guilty of murder, the other guilty of manslaughter.
They could have walked away. They were under no threat. No one wanted to hurt them. They just wanted them to go away. They could have left. And then to sit in court and, like our prosecutor said, you know, as they're saying, oh, they feel so bad, you know, they have so much remorse. And, you know, and like our prosecutor said, look, remorse is just a word written on a piece of paper unless you actually mean it. And it is so true. And there is no remorse there. They condemned Angus to lose 70 to 80 years of his whole life. They erased him that night. They cut his life completely short. They had that choice and they took that action and they'd done that. And one of the main offender had actually talked to friends about how he'd wanted to kill someone. He'd wanted to stab someone, experience killing someone. So how much more premeditated could you get than that? On an end note, if I could say one thing is, let's get on and let's fill a need and get into earlier rehabilitation. Let's, you know, before these kids are born, before they even take their first breath in the world, let's deal with the need that's there now for rehabilitation. I think if we step on that first and if we set the laws up, we're going to have to address the hardcore offenders. And I think if we address them and that new lot coming through see that there is a repercussion for your actions and that it's not a walk in the park, it will act as a deterrent. But then we can come from the back and fill that void with ample help to just redirect them. He was special and I say it all the time, he would have been someone amazing and he really would have. And now we all feel like a bit like, you know, the lost tribe without him.
Thank you to our guest today, Michelle Little.
If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
As promised, I am thrilled to announce that our tickets for Australian True Crime Live are now available. Join me in Sydney, Brisbane, and or Melbourne this July. You can come to all three if you want. These tickets are expected to go very quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting the link in our podcast bio, or you can head over to the Australian True Crime Facebook page. There'll be a nice link there for you. Update for Brisbane, Australian True Crime fans. Brisbane is almost fully sold out for our live show. If you've been a listener for any length of time, you'll know how passionate I am about true crime stories from Australia. I'm looking very forward to an incredible evening together with you, sharing these captivating tales. We will have great guests as well. So, you know, we love a Q&A. If you've ever come along to an Australian true crime live gig, you'll know we love a Q&A with our guests. Don't miss out. Book your tickets today, and I'll see you in July for a memorable night out.